What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Andrew's Amazon Resale Channel. I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this video. I really appreciate your guys' time, attention, and ears. It does mean a lot to me that you guys are here chilling, watching this video. If you're new, thank you so much for giving me a chance. I hope to bring some value to you. And if you're a returning subscriber, thank you so much for coming back and showing me support and love. It means a lot to me, for real. And yeah, let's just jump right into this. I hope you guys enjoy. We're going to do a different style of video today. I really want to talk for a second on this. I'm really switching up the strategy on how I'm going to be uploading content every day. I got some different types of value that I want to bring to you, some different styles of content that I want to bring to you as far as like how I bring the value across, and you know, different types of value, not just always Amazon FBA book reselling value. I can give you like different tips that I just learned for like on business, a bunch of different stuff. Like I have a bunch of different value to give, and I want to be able to do that and diversify the content up so that you learn more than just Amazon FBA book reselling business in here, right? That's what I'm doing right now, but it will always be changing as my business changes as well, because I will not always be here in this book reselling niche. I'm going to jump into other things too. So, you know, I want to just, you know, always be able to give more value than just books, right? I want to give you value that can just help you in your business in general, right? No matter what type of business you're running, because this information and value can be used in your future endeavors when you go into business. So, what I want to talk about that really helped me scale, like that really, like really showed me that I can go farther than I thought, was when I got really unemotional with money. And I mean that in like the most ungreedy way possible. What I mean by unemotional with my money is that, I wasn't scared I finally stopped being scared to spend all of it on inventory, right? So for instance, I would have like $1,000 left on a credit line, or I'd have like, you know, another open credit card. And instead of going and buying more books and feeding the inventory, I would just save it and just like let it sit there. And, you know, that was holding me back. That was holding me back a lot. Why? Because that's money that could be flipped and doubled or tripled or quadrupled. And then, you know, that's adds for more inventory, right? And then my sales velocity goes up, you know, a bunch of other perks. And, you know, there's a lot of good to becoming unemotional with money in that sense, and being able to just go all in as far as what you have with capital. Now, do it practically, right? I did it practically in my scenario, which made sense for me. Now, don't go and spending all of your money like I did if that's not practical for you, right? I'm not telling you to go spend all your money like I do. But if you can, and if you're in this position to where you can, take advantage of that shit, because it's not going to always be there. And I understand that now, and I started understanding it a while ago, and now I'm really able to hone in on more in the business because of that simple decision, right? So the value that I want to give is just don't be emotional with your money. Don't be scared to lose it, okay? You're going to lose it regardless, right? You're going to lose some money in business, right? And you can obviously dictate how much after the first couple times, how much money you lose via the decisions that you make by the knowledge that you learned beforehand. So with that being said, these are going to teach you some lessons, and sometimes you have to learn them in order to go further, right? If you spend like $200 on books and then five of those books don't work, still have 195 books that you bought that you could still sell. And on top of that, you didn't lose much money, right? Like, that's why I like books, right? But the same thing goes in any business, right? You cannot be afraid to invest all of that you got, because if you have if I have $1,500 sitting in the back burner, like that's not doing any, it's not gaining any interest. It's not doing anything sitting in my bank or on my credit line. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not scared to, this is the one thing really quick. This is the one way I really looked at it that really, really made it like, you know, it sealed the deal for me that I was going to become really unemotional with it at this point. And that is simply, it was mainly because I was scared to max out credit cards, right? I was really scared to do that. But after after the first time I maxed one out, and the money came back and I paid it off, I was like, okay. And then I was like, all right, so why am I scared to spend money on things that are going to make me more money, right? So I should not be afraid to spend $500 or $1,500 on inventory. That inventory is going to bring me more money than I spent, so enough to pay it back and some. So I'm like, wait a minute, why the fuck am I even like being emotional about this? Like, why am I even like holding it back? Like, if it's going to make, if I max my credit cards out on dumb shit, like a video game and like some clothes, that's stupid. That I won't make any money off of that. But if I spend it on shit that's going to double or triple my money, if I max out 1500, I just doubled that, made three racks. You know what I'm saying? So like, you think about it that way, and like you think, okay, I'm only going to use my card and spend my card on things that are going to bring me money in return. Those items that I spend on my credit card are going to bring me money in return. So I really, really went with that, and that's what really sealed the deal for me. I'm like, all right, bet. So now every time I max my credit cards out, I don't trip. I know my cards are going to get paid off. The money's just got to come in. You know what I'm saying? And then it's up to me how fast I want it to come in, right? Do I want to be a lazy ass and fucking chill for a little bit and not send out all my inventory right away? Or do I want to hustle, fucking work, get it all done, send it all out? That way we can actually fucking get that revenue coming in faster, so that way you could pay the cards off and then repeat the cycle, right? So that's, as you can see, that's going to help you grow. It's exactly what it did for me. That exact process is exactly what just happened for me, and I promise you it works. And it takes that either A, that little just click in the brain, or B, someone like me telling you, yo, look at it from this perspective, look at how I'm viewing this, it's working, and it's going to help you grow if you just become really, really conscious of the fact that when you spend money on things that are going to make you money, you're going to get that money right back, right? Not only that, but when you spend all that money, it makes you want to hurry up and put it in your inventory so that way you can get that money back, pay it off, and repeat cycle. So that is what we're already at 6 minutes. I'm going to leave it at that. I just wanted to give you guys this knowledge. This is something that really helped me fucking scale, and I really wanted to just share this with you because it's very, very, very important. Do not be emotional with your money, please. Especially business money. Like, do not be emotional with your business money. This is your business. You obviously want it to grow, so the only way for it to grow is you to feed it and put money into it, and not take money out and put it to yourself, right? So just remember that always. And please, please, please message me on Instagram if you guys need any help, or you guys want to talk to somebody or talk to me about it. As you guys go through it, please hit me up on Instagram. You guys see it. It's like right over here. So hit me up if you guys have any questions. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope I brought some value. I hope I opened your mind to a new perspective on how to look at credit lines when it comes to spending them on your inventory or your cash on inventory. I hope that I gave you a new perspective. So thank you so much for watching. Subscribe if you want to see more content. Hit the bell on the right of the subscribe button if you want to be notified when your boy uploads a video to the YouTube channel every day. Okay, I upload 2 times a day, Monday through Friday, and then once on Saturday and Sunday. So if you guys want to get notified of that shit, definitely, definitely hit the bell on the right. Smash the shit out of the fucking like button if you guys did enjoy, you guys did learn something. It really lets YouTube know, yo, this shit's valuable as fuck. Let's have other people see it. And also comment down below whatever else you'd like to see on the channel. So thank you guys so much for watching again. I'm really, really grateful for you. I'm really grateful for the support. I'm really grateful for fucking your attention and your eyes and your ears on this video. It means a lot. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.